This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're telling me right now there's six openings in the National Football League, and there is only one job in which Matt Nagy has been linked to as the offensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs? Tell me if I'm wrong. Have you guys seen him linked to the Atlanta job? Have you guys seen him linked to the Giants job? Has he been linked to the Cardinals? There's one job that he's linked to. And oh yeah, the general manager was Brett Veach's right-hand man a couple of years ago, and then he left to now go be the general manager for the Tennessee Titans. That's the only job that's interested in you? This is the homeboy hookup. This is the I can help get you a job. For the life of me, I do not understand why anybody would want to hire Matt Nagy right now to be their head coach. Now, if you're telling me that Matt Nagy goes somewhere else and he assumes a little bit more responsibility, let's say he gets teamed up with a defensive-minded head coach and then he kind of carries the offense, he calls plays, and he turns things around that way, sure. I don't know how you can be the offensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs. They finished 15th in points scored in three consecutive seasons, and now that person is done enough to now be a head coach in the National Football League. It makes no sense to me why a team would hire Matt Nagy right now. I don't want Matt Nagy back in Kansas City. He also is a free agent right now. He is no longer under contract. So right now, Matt Nagy is not the offensive coordinator for the Chiefs. He was. He is no longer the offensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs. So the same question I asked you about Travis Kelce. And Travis Kelce, he will be a 37-year-old tight end who is currently a free agent. Do you want to spend $12 to $13 million in free agency to bring that player back? Remove how you feel. I'll ask you the same question about Matt Nagy. Right now, the Chiefs, you don't have to fire him. You don't have to embarrass him. His contract has expired. Of all the people out there who could be the offensive coordinator, do you want that person back? And the answer is clearly no. You don't want him, and right now it doesn't really appear that the rest of the league wants him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The answer from Matt Nagy is a no. It's a hell no, honestly. It's a strong no. I have no interest in Matt Nagy coming back next year for the Kansas City Chiefs. I also don't think that I think there's only one job that's interested in him being a head coach, and that should tell you everything that you need to know. He's not desirable. He's not Kevin Stefanski. He's not Jonathan. Jonathan Gannon's going to get another head coaching job, in my opinion. He's a sought-after candidate. Kevin Stefanski's going to get another job. I don't know who else wants Matt Nagy. And if you're the only person that wants this individual right now, that it appears, you're the only person that wants him, that should tell you how the rest of the league feels about his ability.
Yeah, I mean, I think it may have been New Year's Day, right before New Year's Day. It's all kind of a blur with the holiday. There was that story that Matt Nagy is out of contract with the Chiefs, and if he doesn't get a head coaching job, he'd look to be an OC somewhere else where he could call the plays. I think that was Ian Rappaport, Jordan Schultz, whoever your go-to, you know, man, I love that guy for NFL reporting. I think that was them putting out there without putting it out there. Matt Nagy is somewhere else. Matt Nagy is not coming back to Kansas City. And now they're just, whether it's his agent, whether it's the Chiefs, I don't know. They're running spin zone. They're running PR on why Matt Nagy isn't coming back. Because I think he's going to not get the Titans job, because you're right. Why would you pick Matt Nagy? It makes no sense. I think he's going to not get the Titans job, and he's going to be the OC somewhere. He's going to be the OC for a defensive coach that gets hired by fill in the
he
blank.
He should be. Like, if you were telling me, if Matt Nagy came to me and was like, hey, what do you think I should do? I would say, get away from the Reed umbrella. Get away from the Pat umbrella. Kind of do what Eric Bieniemy did. Now, it didn't end up working for Eric Bieniemy, but go to a place where if that offense has success, we will be able to point to you as the reason that they have success. Point to, go to a team, find a situation that maybe they got a young quarterback or they've got a Daniel Jones, Sam Darnold reclamation project. And if that guy balls out, the person that they will give the credit to is you. That's how you need to rehabilitate yourself, because maybe the perception is right or wrong. The perception around the Chiefs offense is one of the decline is Matt Nagy. One of the decline. And this is where I just push back on some of the conversation. Sometimes I think when we talk about offensive coordinators, we make it seem like the only thing that they do is call plays. There's a lot of other things that go into a game by game, day by day, week by week basis than who calls the plays on Sunday. Yeah, that stuff matters. But Rob, using our job as an example, man, the show is done before 2 o'clock. If you're not doing the work from 11 to 2 or 10 to 2 or whenever you get here, then the 2 o'clock is going to be trash. So I just refuse to believe that just because Matt Nagy is not the day-to-day, game-by-game play caller on the 3rd and 2, have they developed offensive players in a way? I mean, he was a former NFL quarterback, right? The quarterback coach. Your quarterback's mechanics have been terrible. He's one of the worst deep ball passers in the league. So I don't think that it's necessarily just a who calls the plays. Show me who in the Chiefs offense that you can point to and say they are a better player because of Matt Nagy. And do you think he has done a good job with the development of Patrick Mahomes? I think the answer is no.
I would agree. I think there is going to be a defensive coach who gets hired this cycle. Maybe it might be Steve Spagnuolo. I don't know. Maybe it's Vance Joseph. He's also interviewing for the Titans job. He's the defensive coordinator of the Broncos. But there is going to be a defensive-minded coach. The coordinator of the Chargers is a hot name, Jesse Minter. A defensive coordinator right now in the NFL is going to get a head coaching job this cycle. That's just, I'm pretty confident that's going to happen. Whoever that team and that coach is, that person should reach out to Matt Nagy. Hey, you have total control of the offense. You can call plays and you can rehabilitate your head coaching cycle by doing that. But the series of events that have happened to this date just feels like Matt Nagy's team is putting out a PR release, a PR rollout of why he's not the Chiefs OC next year without announcements happening. So remember, there was a piece, I think it was before the Titans game. Diana Rossini had a piece that was like, Matt Nagy understands what it takes now to be a head coach after his first go-round was a fail. Then the story comes out, hey, he's out of contract with the Chiefs, but he wants to go somewhere and call plays to be eventually a head coach one day. Now, story comes out, he's interviewing for the Titans job to be head coach. It just feels like a PR rollout that the agency is doing to make it seem that when he's not in Kansas City, it's not because of a failure, it's because of all these other reasons. Kind of like how, remember when Eric Bieniemy got fired as the OC in UCLA, and the story came out that, oh, he didn't actually get fired, it was just he sought new opportunities. Sure. Same concept is happening right now.
100%. I also think, at least when it comes to Bieniemy, and I'm not saying they should go back and hire Eric Bieniemy to be their head coach, like our offensive coordinator, excuse me. We can point to players and say they are a better player because he is around. Like, I don't know how you can see the success of Kyle Manungai and not think that it is attributed somewhat to Eric Bieniemy and the kind of player that he is. Look at the Chiefs running backs when Eric Bieniemy was around. They got the most out of Damian Williams. That was early on with Isaiah Pacheco. Like, you can point to certain individuals and say you can see their handprint over them as a player. We've heard Tyreek Hill talk about it. Hey, he was somebody that challenged me, kept me honest. You can find guys in the league that you can just look at and say, all right, that person is a better player, a more productive player because of their interactions with Eric Bieniemy. We have now concluded the contract with Matt Nagy. You got to tell me who that player is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat. throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.